So Harps are up and running, and after struggling for so long to find a victory last year, they made home advantage count with a win in their first home game of the new campaign last night. And if it was goals you were looking for, well, Finn Park was the place to be. There were 7 in all, 5 of them coming in an action-packed first half. Harps were in front after 10 minutes. Adam Clark, one of the new signings on show, with his 2nd in 2 games. But Mairview hit back with their first attack of the game, Jason Molloy pouncing after Thomas McMonagall squandered possession inside his own half, and he raced into the area before finding the bottom corner in past Kieran Gallagher. On 25 minutes, Harps were back in front when Kevin McHugh scored from the penalty spot after being upended inside the area by defender James Casserly. The Mairview number 2 was shown a straight red card for the challenge, and suddenly it was looking oh so good for the home side. But credit to Mairview, they managed the 2nd equaliser 10 minutes before the break when Ethan Nicolo stole in at the back post to convert from close range. Before half time, Harps got their noses in front again, McHugh with a wonderful 2nd after super approach play by his strike partner Blaine Curtis. The 4th, when it arrived 2 minutes after half time, should have killed off the Mairview challenge, McMonagall making up for his mistake in the first half by scoring from close range. But the 10 men of Mairview refused to throw in the towel, and they managed to score a 3rd when Molloy headed home to punish another bit of sloppy home defending. That goal came 13 minutes from time, and you could sense a fair degree of nervousness among the home supporters. But Harps had done enough to earn the win, and even though the performance was far from pretty at times, it's the 3 points that matter most. Final score, Finn Harps 4, Mairview United 3.